because we already come to close to the end of the show. Mm-hmm. We have to put it, we have to come to an end of the show. And we'll follow up with this interview next time.
Next week.
I invite you to come again next time. Clément Barbeau was the main kid.
Next week,
we're going to complete.
We're
going to
finish this because I love what you've been doing. So, yeah. Because I'm learning things.
Yes.
Because my dad used to talk about certain things too.
Well, we come to the end of the show, but that's not the end. We invite you next.
This is Sam Sebrin from Athens, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Hi, everybody. My name is Daniel Thomas Wachowski. Tune in to the local news for better weather, interviews with your friends and neighbors, and more on WGXC from 7 to 10 every morning. WGXC is here to start your day with democracy now at 8. Tune in weekdays to 90.7 FM to get your morning going.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Richard Goldstein of Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Take your Wellingtons off, children, and Mammy will tell you a pleasant story.
Good evening. You're listening to Foraging Ahead. I'm Kevin Factor. Tonight on Foraging Ahead, Memorial Day. War, Mark Twain said, is God's way of teaching Americans geography. And we have learned a lot of geography from 1775 until our present day. And the cost of that geography has been 1 million American dead. So tonight, music and poetry, in memorial to those who have fallen in defense of this country or other reasons. So I'm just going to list some wars as the show progresses. 18th century, 19th century, well, we start off with the American Revolution. The Indian Wars start then, 1775, and they're listed as going until 1890. There was a quasi-war with France, didn't know about that one, 1798 to 1800. The Barbary Wars, you may vaguely remember that from middle school. That was 1801, 1805, and then again in 1815, where we were fighting some rogue Muslim states in North Africa, ahead of its time, perhaps, I don't know. War of 1812, Britain round two, 1812 to 1850, and then the Mexican-American War from 1846 to 1848. Lots of wars. And lots of music and lots of poetry. We're going to start the show with a poem by E.E. Cummings and a classic song by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Next to, of course, God, America, I love you, land of the pilgrims, and so forth. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early my country 'tis of? Centuries come and go and are no more, what of it? We should worry. In every language, even deaf and dumb, thy sons acclaim your glorious name. By gory, by jingo, by gee, by gosh, by gum. Why talk of beauty? What could be more beautiful than these heroic, happy dead who rushed like lions to the roaring slaughter? They did not stop to think, they died instead. Then shall the voice of liberty be mute? He spoke and drank rapidly a glass of water.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls have picked them, every one. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone for husbands, everyone. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn? Husbands gone, long time passing. Where have all the husbands gone? Long time ago. Where have all the husbands gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they? Soldiers gone, long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone?
Gone to graveyards, everyone.
Oh, when will they ever learn? Gone, long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they?
Sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while, neat the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day, and I'm nearly done. Oh, I see by a gravestone, you're only 19, when you joined the great fallen in 1916. And I hope you died well, oh, I hope you died clean. Or young William McBride, was it? And did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sound out the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave there a wife or a sweetheart behind in some faithful heart? Is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916 in that faithful heart, are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed in forever behind a glass frame in an old photograph torn, battered and stained? Did they beat the drums only? Did they play the fife lonely? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sound out the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Slowly, did they play the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sound out the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sound out the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
That was the High Kings with the Green Fields of France. And before that, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Penned by Pete Seeger, sung by Peter, Paul, and Mary. A classic. Next up, a couple of songs on the war on ourselves.
And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
telex machine is kept so clean and it types to a waiting world. A mother feels so shocked, father's world is rocked, and their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16, ain't that peachy keen? Now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need? Lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles and the captain tackles with the problems of the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die? Die, oh, oh. And the silicon chip inside a head gets switched to overload. She's gonna make them stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure?
Ooh. rocky shore. Waves crash against the banks where Lewis and Clark explored. We're out standing in the shadows of her noblest intentions of something more than being shot in the classroom in Oregon. And it's a morning like so many others, with breakfast and birthdays. The sunburn, the fog away, breeze through the mist away. My friend Jack has had a baby. I see birds soaring through the clouds outside my window. Heaven's calling my name from the hallway outside the door. Heaven's calling my name from the hallway outside the door.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you set back and whoa. When the death count gets higher, you hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world, for threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know? But to talk out of turn, you might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's the one thing I know. I'm younger than you. That even Jesus would never forgive what you do. ask you one question. Is your money that good? Or will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
So the first two songs in this trio, I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats and Guns of Umpqua by the Drive-By Truckers, both chilling songs about school shootings, because that happens with more regularity in this country than wars at this point. And Dylan's Masters of War, of course, classic. I think Dylan kind of missed the point there, in that it's not a single person that can die, that you could put in the grave and gloat over, because corporations live forever, even though, according to the Supreme Court, they are people. The American Civil War cost over 600,000 dead. That was almost half of all deaths by war in this country, if you exclude school shootings. The second half of the 19th century saw American Civil War, the United States intervention in Hawaii, not a war, an intervention. Then the Spanish-American War, at war with that great nation, Spain. We got Cuba, we got Puerto Rico, we got the Philippines. And then a little intervention in the Samoan Civil War. Not a war, but an intervention. And then a little war in the Philippines for about 3 years. And the 19th century, we closed out with just landed some troops, doing a little fighting in the old Boxer Rebellion with China. Next up, Living Casualties, songs of living casualties. The great John Prine and the marvelous Steve Earle. And a traditional Irish song, but they all say the same thing, pretty much, about different people, different times, different countries, same tragedies.
I'm just an American boy, raised on MTV. And I seen all the kids in the soda pop bands, but none of them look like me. So I started looking around for a light out of the dim. And the first thing I heard that made sense was the word of Muhammad, peace be upon him. I shined the there's no God but God if my daddy could see me now. Chains around my feet. He don't understand that sometimes a man's got to fight for what he believes. And
I believe God is great. All praise due to him. And if I should die, I rise up to the sky just like Jesus. Peace be upon him. I shine through La Ila. Strong and death filled the air. We all offered the present prepared for our martyrdom. But Allah has some other plan, some secret not revealed. Now they're dragging me back with my head in the sack to the land of the infidel. I shall do La ilaha illa Allah. I shall do La ilaha illa Allah.
فإذا لقيتم الذين كفروا فضرب الرقاب حتى إذا أثخنتموهم فشدوا الوثاق فإما منا بعد
Sam Stone to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling. For $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like 1,000 railroad trains. And eased his mind in the hours that he chose, while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life, it lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the G.I. Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
Sweet a thigh, hurroo, hurroo. Head on the road, a sweet a thigh, a stick in the hand, a drop in the eye, a doleful damsel, I did cry. Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Jenny Hardly Knew You, known mostly in this country as When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again, a Civil War song, or if you went to kindergarten, The Ants Go Marching Two by Two. A very, very well-used tune. Not sure which war exactly that refers to, but pretty much applies to all returned soldiers who are damaged almost beyond repair. More wars, 20th century. We kick off with an intervention in the Panamanian Revolution, not a war, intervention. That's how we got Panama Canal built, and we broke that little country off of Colombia. We forget. Other countries don't forget. And then we had a series of wars that are simply called the Banana Wars, mostly at the behest of the United Fruit Company and American business interests from 1909 to 1933. So if a country speaks Spanish and plays baseball, the Marines have been there probably during the Banana Wars. So we're talking Nicaragua, we're talking Panama, of course, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Haiti, I think, is the exception, Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico, again, and yeah, that lasted a long time. We don't really learn a whole lot about that in American history class. We like bananas, right? What are we willing to pay for bananas? Cheap bananas. Then there was the Pershing's raid into Mexico, right? Chasing Pancho Villa around. And then World War One in 1917 to 1918. A brief intervention, not a war, intervention in the Russian Civil War 1919-1920. I think we had troops in Vladivostok. And then the one we all like to talk about, World War II, because we were unequivocally the good guys, 41 to 45, Korean War, 50 to 53, intervention in Lebanon, didn't know about this one, 1958, and then Vietnam, 64 to 73. We had another little intervention in the Dominican Republic in 1965, bombed Libya, 81, 86, intervention in Lebanon again, 82 to 84. We invaded Grenada in 1983. And there's a tanker war. I don't remember that one. 87 to 88 versus Iran. Invasion of Panama. We love Panama. 1989 versus Manuel Noriega. And then the first Gulf War, 1991. Intervention in Somalia. Intervention in Bosnia. Occupation of Haiti in 1994, then the bombing of Afghanistan and Sudan in 98, and then the bombing of Iraq in 98, the Kosovo War, the Afghan War, from 2001 to 2021, and the Iraq War from 2003 to 2011. And that's it up until today. So we are currently not at war, but we still have lots of very recent dead to memorialize. Think what you will about the cause of the wars. These are men, and mostly men and women, who gave the last full measure of their strength for what they believed was a good cause. Woof. All right, we're going to close out with a few more tunes and a poem that is a classic. But first, let's go to Africa with Warren Zevon.
From the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. 66 and 7, they fought the Congo War with their fingers on their triggers, knee deep in gore. Days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Thompson Gunner, Roland the Thompson Gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson Gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch Van Owen blew off Roland's head. Roland the headless Thompson Gunner, Norway's bravest son,
up the score.
They can still see his headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who'd done him in. He found him in Mombasa in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun. He didn't say a word, but he blew Van Owen's body from there to Johannesburg.
Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner.
Talking about the man,
Roland the headless Thompson gunner.
Thompson Gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but it still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley, Paddy Hurst heard the burst of a Roland's Thompson gun and bought it.
Thank you.
say okay. Don't wanna play the show. No, all you're thinking, where's the fifth of boy now? Playing the blues and pennies, so it's better now.
That was, of course, The Clash with Death or Glory, preceded by Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner by Warren Zevon. Death or Glory, perfect segue into the Wilfred Owen poem, Dulce et Decorum Est, and that will be followed by Travelin' Soldier by the Dixie Chicks. This always closes my Memorial Day show or Memorial Weekend show. Hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend and have a little compassion. That's it.
Dulce et Decorum Est by Wilfred Owen. Bent double, like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through sludge, till on the haunting flares we turned our backs and towards our distant rest began to trudge. Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots but limped on, bloodshod. All went lame, all blind, drunk with fatigue, deaf even to the hoots of tired, outstripped 5-9s that dropped behind. Gas! Gas! Quick, boys! An ecstasy of fumbling, fitting the clumsy helmets just in time, but someone still was yelling out and stumbling and floundering like a man in fire or lime. Dim, through the misty panes and thick green light as under a green sea, I saw him drowning. In all my dreams, before my helpless sight, he plunges at me, guttering, choking, drowning. If in some smothering dreams you too could pace behind the wagon that we flung him in and watch the white eyes writhing in his face, his hanging face, like a devil's sick of sin, if you could hear at every jolt the blood come gargling from the froth-corrupted lungs, obscene as cancer, bitter as the cud of vile, incurable sores on innocent tongues, my friend, you would not tell with such high zest to children ardent for some desperate glory the old lie, Dulce et Decorum Est, Pro Patria Mori.
Two days past 18, he was waiting for the bus, and his army green sat down in a booth in a cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour, and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? Folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead?